Everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things OLE things, professional wrestling. I'm Adrian Zan. I'm joined by one half of the Mozzarella Boys, Rich Stamboni.
What's up, bud? How you doing, man?
I just want to eat pounds of mozzarella.
Yeah.
I watched a video on somebody making it at home. I've made fresh mozz at home.
Yeah.
It was okay.
It never comes out great.
I did it with vinegar. I didn't do it with like those little tablets that they use. Mm-hmm. So it was a little vinegary.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to do another one this weekend.
You know what I'm a big fan of?
What?
I love fresh mozzarella. I love a nice, like a burrata on something.
I love a nice burrata.
Yeah.
Love a nice burrata. This show's all about cheese, boys and girls.
Burrata boys.
That's what we're going to be talking about here today. A lot of wrestling news.
No.
Oh, my God.
Slow news. Our producer,
Matt, MG Geek, was like, you know, like on Tuesday, he's like, I was a little worried. We didn't really have a lot to talk about, obviously, the Jeff Hardy situation. But he's like, it was going to be like mostly just reviewing matches. And now it's like a whole different, totally different show.
We're in the shit today, guys. And thank you for being here.
Yeah. How was your week?
Not bad.
I didn't see you last week.
I know. We've both been slammed. I feel like I haven't seen you in a month, you know?
I know.
But we talk and text all the time. I've been busy. You've been busy, but listen,
yeah, but only after 9 o'clock. We can't use those minutes.
No.
Yeah. In network. It's always in network and after 9 o'clock.
And we both. Guys, seriously, this is a little inside baseball. Andrew and I, we're like the last two dudes who have flip phones.
Analog only.
It's the original Snapchat.
It's the original Snapchat. I didn't see you last week. Obviously, you were swamped. I was swamped. I did not do We're Live Pal this week. Garrett was away, and I had Hunter's graduation. Mm-hmm. So we didn't do We're Live Pal. This is the first time I'm going to be talking about a lot of this stuff. So this is going to be a jam-packed show. Guys, I want to ask you for a favor. If you're watching us on YouTube, hit the subscribe button. We're on our way to 7,000 subscribers here on YouTube. You can follow us on Twitter at Matt Men Podcast. You can follow me at Andrew Zarian. I think I'm at like 21,000. I'm like 5 short of 21K right now. Look at that. Professional wrestling.
Look at you.
Unbelievable. My legacy.
Your
left
legacy.
Over on this planet will be my insane tweets about oiled up, greased up boys.
And 21,000 followers, which are mostly bots.
Most all bots. None of them are real.
All Russian Roman Reigns bots.
All Russian Roman Reigns bots.
You can find me at BTC Rich on Twitter. I don't have nearly as many followers, but my followers is strong.
They're all real.
They're all real.
Very strong and real.
Big like, boys. Big boys. Girls.
So where do you want to start?
Yeah, all right.
I should open the notes.
So, yeah, dude. So let's just jump right into it. This was like, we got teased with a headline yesterday, which was Vince McMahon, $3 million payout, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the news came out. And me personally, when I first saw the blurb without reading the article, I was like, oh shit, they caught up to the Jimmy Snuka myth. Of him paying off.
Oh, you thought it was like going back that
going
far.
Going back that far Got where it. He paid off.
The alleged briefcase into, you know.
The briefcase full of money to cover up the alleged murder and all that stuff, you know, not to speak ill of the dead. But then this is so much more, and it's an interesting story. So
there's a lot of corporate twists and turns here.
And I'll promise to be as alert and active for all the business talk. So
okay,
there is an article in the Wall Street Journal. WWE's board of directors is investigating a $3 million settlement that Vince McMahon agreed to pay to a former employee who he allegedly had an affair with.
What do you think his reaction was when he saw this headline?
Do you think when the news is brought to him in his office, he totally Scooby-Dooed it?
And
it was just like, he took a pause, looked up, and was like, ruh-roh.
You know what? I would have done a ruh-roh.
Ruh-roh, pal.
So, okay. So there's a lot of twists and turns here, right?
Very much so.
Okay, so let's break it down.
Yes.
So the investigation... They've been investigating it since late March, early April.
Yeah.
So there was a couple word choices here that were used that sensationalized it a little bit more than it had. I mean, you didn't need to. This is a big story.
Yeah.
But one of that was McMahon and head of talent relations John Laurinaitis were implicated, making the non-disclosure agreement. So in that email... Or in that Wall Street Journal story, the person who reported this to the WWE board was a friend of the alleged person that got that $3 million settlement.
Uh-huh.
saying that she was afraid to work there. And I don't have the exact wording in front of me.
Right, the verbiage is a little murky.
But she said she was handed off to John Laurinaitis, almost making it out to be a sexual handoff.
Right.
But it doesn't, if you read it, it actually is that she was a paralegal working in the legal department. This is as far as I understand, and obviously there's going to be so much more that comes out of here, right? This was a, she was a paralegal. She's 41 years old. And she was hired at like $100,000, and she was bumped to $200,000, and she became John Laurinaitis' assistant. So she got, you know, she got a raise, but she had a very different job. So, you know, that. By the way, this stuff that we're talking about here, this is a very common occurrence that happens regularly. And I'm not even exaggerating this. This happens so often where an executive will enter a relationship with someone on the staff that works for them. They will sign an NDA. The payout will be from their personal money.
Right.
A lawyer will be involved in this. This is so common.
Right, right.
Listen, I've dealt with situations like this.
At the end of the day, I think to break it down in layman's terms, it's, she's a babe. Let's get her a job.
And you think that's what they said?
You know what I mean? Like, not in the simplest language, but like, hey, she's a babe. Let's get her a job. She'll be around all the time. And
I don't know, man. I mean, first of all, I find that, like, I don't think that way, right? And you don't either. Like, we're not like using power for...
Let's get these babes.
Yeah, let's get these babes. You know? But this is a fascinating story. So an investigation happens. So the board of directors has to do their own due diligence. This is what they have to do. The investigation, I believe, was started by... I had the name in the... in God, I just had this open. Board of Directors. WWE.
Well, also...
If you look... Okay, the board of directors committee. Here we go. It was... Manjeet Singh, I believe, was the one who contacted the law firm to start the investigation, or he was the one put in touch with this. Now, here's the thing. He sits on the board, this guy. He's a committee chair. He's the founder and chief executive officer of Words Plus. I'm sorry, of former president of Home Entertainment for Sony Pictures. Connor's the other one on the board. But, you know, this is very interesting, right? And... on that board is Triple H, Stephanie McMahon, Nick Khan, Vince McMahon. Is Kevin Dunn? Is Kevin Dunn on the board? I don't think Kevin Dunn's on the board.
No.
But this is a very fascinating moment where he used his own funds. He used his attorney. He paid her off $3 million to sign an NDA, which, listen, that aspect of it, I hear about all the time, right?
Yeah, for sure.
There's no legal wrongdoing there.
Right,
as far as we know.
Right. It also makes the situation very clinical.
It makes it very clinical.
You know?
The where it gets murky is the $100,000 raise.
Right.
But, you know, listen, Vince is not dumb. Jerry McDivitt is his attorney, and he's a very smart guy. I'm sure they went through all the proper legal... in their minds, on how to do this. Now, this is the big question. You know, what happens to Vince? Can he be ousted? He cannot be ousted as chairman of the board.
Right.
That can't happen.
Really?
No.
He
has way too much voting power.
Now, this is where I'm going to ask you questions, right?
Yeah.
Because I feel like, from my perspective, it may be a lot of other people's perspective. So if he has a board, can the board unanimously vote him out if the investigation comes up?
The board could vote him out as CEO.
Right.
But not as chairman.
Okay. Because he has over 51%.
No, he doesn't have over 51%. Okay. I think he has like 41%.
Interesting.
But he controls like 89% of the vote, Class B vote.
See, that stuff is fascinating.
Right? Bob, did I say that right? Bob Rowe, our resident attorney and financial expert, he'll be able to confirm this in the chat room. But is there a crime that he's being, like, he didn't force himself onto someone. He entered into a relationship. It was a consensual relationship. Now, there's that story that he had an affair. Vince and Linda really have not been together for a very long time.
That's what I was going to bring up.
They're married, but
I've always felt like for the past, I want to say almost 20 years, it just seemed like they were pretty separated, and on paper, they were together. You know what I mean? Like, to keep up appearances.
Yeah. But they don't even appear. Like, a great example, Linda's entire political run, Vince has been so out of there, right?
Right.
Listen, you know, they have an arrangement.
Yeah.
You know, they have an, whatever that is, it's none of my business.
It's another NDA.
It's another, maybe, huh. Yeah, I'm sure there's another NDA there. Huh. Oh, here we go. Yes. He has the overwhelming majority of the voting shares. Thank you, Bob Rowe.
Do you think the clinical...
You took that photo, Bob.
Can I? Yes, I did.
Yeah, that was by the... Like, he was standing in a garbage can, though. Like a big dumpster?
It was right. It was on Sesame Street.
It was literally on Sesame Street.
There's a portal in Bayside to Sesame Street. It's right by the LIR entrance. LIRR. Do you think the clinical conversation... I'm not going to get too crass.
MJ, can you take that off the screen? I can't do it.
I'm not going to get too crass, but do you think the clinical conversation went, all right, number one, I'm going to take it to dinner.
Can you take it off the screen?
I MJ think can't I can't either. Hold on. Oh, jeez, MJ.
The mapping got whacked out, and it's just constantly overlaying the Mapman logo.
Now I got to do work and not make
now
jokes.
Now you got to do work.
Hold on. What does this say? What does this say, Bob Rowe?
Bob Rowe. Yes. Can I do Bob's voice?
There we go. Okay.
Yes.
Add to queue.
He has an overwhelming majority of the vote.
Hold on. Send.
Okay.
It's sent, right?
Okay. Yeah. Now remove.
Now remove.
Uh-oh. What the hell?
Uh-oh. MG, you broke it.
Suncast, help me.
Suncast, remove this thing. Do you think the clinical conversation went, all right, number one, I'm going to take you to dinner.
Okay.
Number two, I'm going to F you right in the P. Number three.
You think that's how he talks? You think that's how Vince talks to people? My God, he's a monster.
Number three, I'm going to go to bed. Number four, you're not there in the morning.
You think that's what he did? What a slime ball that Vince McMahon. Listen, man, what did he do wrong? That's what I want to know. We know corporate-wise, like, there's a lot of things.
I think the issue is that this is kind of like going in circles, but the issue might be a misappropriation of company funds.
Well, he didn't use it. He used his own personal money.
But the raise, I think, may be the question, right? Like, how could this person be? And then they'll probably investigate HR, and they'll probably find, like, track these people. But at the same time, now let me ask you this. Okay. When performers get a bump in pay, let's say after a pay-per-view, right?
Yeah.
You always hear stories of like, Jericho got a $15,000 check for Armageddon.
Okay.
But then he was like, hey, you got to give me more money.
And then you get more money.
And then he gets more money.
Yeah, interesting.
So does that fall into the same category because it's the same company? Or is that also like,
I think a sexual relationship is a little different. I don't know. I mean, they have it in their company byline. You know, they're like, their corporate, whatever you call it, that you really can't do what he did.
Do you think
you can't give someone a promotion based on a relationship?
Okay,
but this is a company that the son-in-law sits on the board of directors, the daughter sits on the board of directors.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, here is the thing: if this was any other company, okay, this was any other company. Now these NDAs happen all day long, all the time. Very powerful executives have NDAs when they're in relationships. I cannot imagine that there isn't, you know, the top 100 executives in this country, you know, for major companies. I cannot imagine they don't have some sort of NDA if they're dating and they're seeing people.
Oh, absolutely. And I feel like that gets like, that's an unfortunate part of having all that kind of money because people are constantly coming after you.
Yeah.
You know, do you also think that, let's say, point number five of the clinical study of Vince McMahon, his extramarital sexual relations, is if he can't get it up, does he go, what can I say? Card subject to change.
Card subject to change, pal. Genetic jack him. I don't think, if this was any other company that this story came out, I would say that there would be a very good chance that he would even be ousted by the board, right?
Well,
I think because it's wrestling.
Did this happen to Bill Gates or one of them? One of those.
Well, Bill Gates. No, but Bill Gates was already gone. He wasn't CEO at that time.
Okay.
But Bill Gates was having a relationship with someone at the company.
Bezos? Didn't that happen to Bezos? He's got all the bread.
Jeff Bezos?
Yeah.
I don't know. Listen, but here's the other thing, right? Where is Vince McMahon? And I'm not. By the way, there's no defense here. I don't. I have no side on any of this.
It's a big. Who cares? Also.
It's a big. A lot of this is like, listen. He's it's his own personal issue. You know, I don't, what are you going to do? Now I lost what I was saying. Jesus.
You got really riled up.
I got very riled up for a second. Where is, oh, here, where is Vince McMahon going to meet people to date? Like, do you think, like are, I'm not surprised. Like, are you surprised that this man dates people that work for him? Oh, here's the other thing.
Not at all.
There's a bunch of other NDAs that they discovered for very similar things.
I'm sure. He's, listen, he's a charming billionaire. He's worth a lot of money. He takes care of himself extremely well. He runs one of the biggest companies on the planet. I feel like there's definitely some sort of attraction that comes with that.
Of course.
You know, there's like a sheen. And, you know, whatever.
Oh, here we go. Bill Gates' wife worked for Microsoft marketing when he was the chair. There you go.
Do you think he has like a swinging bachelor pad, like Three's Company style? Like he's hanging out at the Regal Beagle?
No. I think it's like more like, I don't know. Like, what is, how does Vince McMahon take you out? Where does he take you out? What do you talk to him about?
It's definitely private. It's like, he'll be like, I rented out McDonald's for the night. And get whatever you want, babe. Maybe listen, he cooks.
So
apron, no pants on.
So there's so much going on here, right? Like, there's a lot of speculation. Is this some sort of attempted coup d'etat?
Oh, dude, listen.
By the way, that is my favorite thing. My coup d'etat. Love that word.
You want to hear my fanboy theory?
What?
Fanboy conspiracy theory. Triple H leaked the email, right?
That's your theory.
He's in cahoots with Tony Khan.
Oh,
Tony Khan's going to step up. Boom. The company has to go on, the company has to go up for sale. The Rock's going to step in. Buy WWE.
So,
XFL, baby.
At the XFL.
All to promote the XFL and Jumanji 6.
So here's the other part, right? The board of directors received a copy of a non-disclosure agreement on June 12th, which is a couple days ago. An upfront payment of $1 million to the former employee. The remaining $2 million will be distributed over the next 5 years. The story was picked up by every major news media outlet, ESPN, CNBC, New York Post, Yahoo, Bleacher Report, Deadline, Bloomberg. Vince is also in a trial against Oliver Luck, the former guy that was running the XFL.
Jeez.
He had guaranteed Oliver Luck all this money, like $25 million or $30 million. And he's like, nope, I'm not giving it to you. And he came up with a bullshit reason why. The settlement talk lasted about 9 minutes. The trial is set for July 11th. There is a lot of moving parts here.
Yeah, dude.
Okay. Now, Steph stepping down. Steph was fully aware of this situation going on.
Mm-hmm.
Makes
sense now, right?
I don't know if that's the exact reason, but, you know, this is... I have my own theories.
Sure, yeah.
I'm not going to put them out there.
No?
Because then someone's going to report that Andrew Zarian thinks it this way.
Flat Earth.
It's all flat. Vince is flat. The whole, like, Vince is two-dimensional.
Yeah.
He's not even, have you ever seen him from the side?
Never. That is true.
Never.
It's only from the front.
Do I think Vince McMahon is going to have to leave WWE? No, I don't think that.
No.
Can Vince, would Vince step down as CEO while an investigation is happening? Possible. Could he be ousted as CEO? I mean,
unlikely
because it's WWE, but you know, there are some very powerful people in that company. We've seen this is who leaked this story to Wall Street Journal.
And that's your countersuit, right?
That's what I, well,
that's your countersuit right there, right?
Well, if I'm Vince, right? If I'm Jerry McDivitt, I am immediately searching where those emails came from.
Right.
To the board, right? Because that's all part of this. Who's the friend? Like, who's the friend that sends that email saying that she quit because she was afraid or whatever?
Very
she was
weird.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
The whole thing is very, very strange. You know, 76-year-old billionaire making a weird move. A move that maybe is not that smart.
Well, how long ago was this affair?
Not that long.
Like,
she was hired in 2019. I think maybe like a year.
Maybe this
I don't know. I you know what? I shouldn't speculate that. I don't have the exact number. Someone probably does in the chat room.
Listen, this might just be a case. I'm not going to defend the guy or anything, but it might be the case of
we're not defending the
guy. You have a midlife crisis, and then you have like maybe the Twilight crisis, and maybe this was the Twilight crisis where he's like, I don't care if it's $3 million. I'm going to get me some.
The only thing I want to be careful with here is that a lot of people were presenting this.
Yeah.
As that, like, Vince was some sort of sexual predator.
Right.
Based on other stories, right? Like, based on previous things. I mean, we've heard about stories where he settled with the referee.
Yeah.
The first female referee in WWE. There was some sort of incident there. We've heard that. That came out a couple of years after it happened. So I think it happened like sometime in the late 80s and it came out in the early 90s. You know, like, I don't know much about that story, so I don't want to dig into it. But I can tell you from this, like, there's no sexual misconduct being reported. It's being reported that it was consensual. Nobody's alleged that. But you don't know about the other NDAs that have been signed.
Right, which... You know, I think at this point in our 24-hour news cycle and, you know, everybody gets, like, their 5 minutes of fame, I feel like people's respect for those NDAs has gone out the window. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know? Yeah, so, and that's like, a big problem people... because that's why I could tell you I know of an incident, one specific store. I'm not going to name. Finance dude, right? Big-time finance guy here in New York, worth maybe $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe less. You know what? I'm not going to say Billy. He's worth hundreds of millions.
Yeah.
Has an NDA with every relationship. Everything's fine. Nothing crazy.
Right, you know,
he just wants to be private. He doesn't want people to know. He has two kids. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want his dating life to be public.
Michael Bloomberg.
It's me, Michael Bloomberg. that man is a billionaire. Mm-hmm. And he's a bird.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah,
he has wings. He flies around.
He's a bird man.
Yeah.
Is it Chuck Schumer?
Chuck Schumer's not a bird.
No, he's a Dracula.
He's a Dracula. Sure. This guy, so he made a bonehead mistake. He started hooking up with like this 24-year-old, right? And she blabbed around town about everything that he was doing.
Of course.
And guess what he did? He sued her.
Yeah.
Because you broke your stupid NDA.
Right.
Again, not defending anybody. This is all such wacky corporate stuff. Like, I see this all the time. This is very normal. When you cover professional wrestling in the little bubble that we're in, this is like a very abnormal thing.
Right.
I hear about these constantly. So I'm not surprised he has an NDA with relationships. I am very curious, though. The bigger story is, why was it leaked to the board?
Mm-hmm.
Who leaked it?
Mm-hmm.
And who leaked it to the Wall Street Journal?
Very interesting, yeah.
Because that's the board has to do that. Like, this isn't something that they'll cover up. Like, you don't let a message like that disappear. You have to investigate always.
Yeah, but also, I think human nature dictates that maybe not every single person is on top of their emails.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, listen, we'll see. I'm sure... There's going to be so much more to come out.
By the way, listen, I'm not downplaying this, right? We have fun on the show. This is all serious corporate stuff, but there's no... I did want to... As of we know right now, there was no, like, sexual misconduct here.
Right.
As far as we know.
Right.
Until we find out that maybe there was. I don't know.
Still not defending the guy.
Yeah. He does look like a turtle out of his shell at this point.
Grand Connecticut. Yep. He does. He does look like a turtle out of his shell. He looks like a jack turtle.
You know those Mario Cuomo jokes, those Andrew Cuomo jokes that we've been doing with this little thing kind of came to fruition now.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Is Vince Italian American?
Everybody's
Italian American. Is he going to use that excuse? Hey,
I'm Italian American. Sasha Banks possibly released by WWE last night. Geary of Wrestling Inc., our friend Raj Geary, reported that there was nothing official, but he got note that she's released. Now, I cannot confirm that she's released, but I spoke to Raj last night. I did hear late last week, that her attorneys were working on getting this done.
Reportedly released.
He's reportedly released, and that's not us reporting it. It's Raj saying that she's possibly released. So, listen, what happens now, you know?
Quickly, I will address this super chat from Brandon Edwards, $50. Yeah. Funny.
Oh, wow.
Funny how this comes out after Stephanie's buried.
Yeah, listen, Brandon, thank you. $50, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, dude.
This is exactly what I said a while ago. This is a very different WWE, right? This story would have never come out 10 years ago, 15 years ago. 15 years ago, this story would have never come out.
No, no way, dude.
Right? Very different. You would have never had Shane get buried in January the way he was presented. Stephanie McMahon would not have been presented in a way that she was incompetent at her job.
Right.
Like, literally, I mean, I'm not, those aren't my words. That's what is being said about her, that she was not good at her job. And now Vince, I mean, these are very back-to-back, right? Are they preparing for life after the McMahons in WWE?
I think these millionaires will be just fine, Andrew. I don't know about you.
I think these millionaires are going to be just fine.
They're all, we're just talking about millionaires here. The Mad Men Millionaire
Show. Not just like a million or two. We're talking about hundreds of millions.
Yeah, we're talking about millions.
Stephanie McMahon has like over $100 million in shares.
$3 million is nothing to this guy.
Tree. All right. Where are we? So Sasha Banks. What does she do?
See, if this is true, I think she takes a break. And honestly, like, this is the fanboy talking and the quote-unquote analyst. I think she does show up at AEW, right? That's a get.
I mean, if she wants to wrestle in North America,
that's a get.
She's going to have to go there. How will she fit in? How will she be accepted?
I think she's going
to
fit in great.
She's a very good wrestler.
Yeah.
Great character.
Great personality.
Very confident.
Well, on-screen personality. I don't know about backstage.
And, you know, she is media trained.
Very much so.
You know, if you're AEW and you're looking to have someone go out there and do the Tonight Show and do all these PR things that has a relationship already with those platforms, wouldn't you want her?
Hard worker.
Yeah, very hard worker.
This is an interesting debate, too, because, and I want obviously your opinion on this and the chat room's opinion on this. At this point in WWE, there is no superstar that is bigger than WWE, right? How do you feel about Sasha? Like, is this going to be a dent in their plans, or is it going to be like, yo, who cares for the company, from the company perspective?
The company's not very happy about any of this.
But I'm saying, not being happy or not, if they release Sasha, are they going to be like, oh no, what are we going to do? Or is it like,
no, you're just a spoke on the wheel. You're a spoke on the wheel. It's a machine. And they can't, in their minds, I'm not saying this is true, in their minds, they could clone Sasha with somebody else and have her fit that role.
Absolutely.
And no problem. There you go. Because they don't, it is now a role you are playing, right? And it's a role with mid-level actors.
Right.
Everybody's the same, everybody's a mid-level actor, except for a Roman Reigns or a Brock Lesnar or a Cody Rhodes. Those guys are the stars.
Right.
Those are the Johnny Depps of the movie.
Sure.
Everybody else is just whatever.
A mega pint.
I love that he replied with that. Can I tell you, I think that you want to know the greatest work?
Go ahead.
It's not Montreal, right? A lot of people think Montreal was a work. It's not that. It was that trial. That trial was the biggest work. I think it was in a soundstage. I think it was shot at Silver Cup Studios in Astoria.
Like the moon landing?
Like the moon landing.
Uh-huh.
Like every planet. Mm-hmm. Planets aren't real.
Well, Earth is flat.
Earth is not even flat.
Flat.
All things.
All things flat.
You know
all
what?
Things flat Earth.
Can I just one day want to come on here and just get wacky conspiracy theories.
We should do. We talked about this for years.
Like how the Draculas live underground and they control us with their minds.
It's not the reptilians, guys.
It's the Draculas.
Figure that out for yourself.
For WWE, that's how they see things.
Mm-hmm.
This is such a bizarre moment in wrestling, man.
This week has been gnarly, dude.
It really hurt my chest.
Yeah. Yeah.
The reports.
It's been nuts. Like this, it's one thing after another, and it's so. The thing with pro wrestling news is
I'm gonna do something that people hate.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm gonna mute the mics and I'm gonna say something to you.
Okay.
And I'm gonna cover my mouth. Okay. I'm so sorry. I have to say this to Rich because I'm gonna forget.
Oh, get out of here!
He responded with, "I'll tell you later."
Yeah.
Serious. I didn't say anything.
He sent me a dirty gif.
Yeah, he sent me a dirty. You know what he did? He just sent me like a guy ripping his hair out. You are muted. It's okay.
So I think Sasha will definitely land on her feet. We're talking about these millionaires here. Can we make up new names for Sasha Banks if she goes to anywhere else?
Huh?
Can we make up new names for Sasha?
Does she go? Mercedes whatever?
Mercedes Renato?
I don't know. Why not?
Sasha Banks. Yeah, like Jar Jar Binks.
Like Jar Jar. Or like a Binks truck.
Yeah, there
like
you go.
For money?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is. Sasha Banks.
There you go. Or
Brinks.
Banky Sasha.
Sasha Banks.
Banksy. Sasha Banksy. There
Sasha
you go.
Sasha Banks.
Mercedes graffiti Banks. Artist.
I don't know. Whatever. Shit. You want to go into Jeff Hardy?
She'll be just fine. Listen,
there's still some more news here.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh my god. We haven't even spoken about Dynamite. Some more on Stephanie McMahon leaving from last week. WWE hires new EVP of head of marketing. Catherine Newman is the newest member of WWE's senior leadership team. So, I mean, EVP of and head of marketing. I mean, this is kind of her job. This was, chief brand officer marketing is the same thing. So they've replaced that position. further going into details that Stephanie McMahon will not be coming back. Listen, she's a great ambassador. She's a great leader.
Very warm.
Great representation of the company. She doesn't need to be the chief branding officer.
No.
You could use her in a very different way. Business Insider report, it was Vince that made the change.
Ooh, interesting.
The MLW lawsuit might have played a part in why. So that MLW lawsuit is also a very interesting story, where the report is that Stephanie McMahon played a big part in MLW not being on Tubi, considering Tubi has other wrestling products on there, including Catalyst Wrestling.
Okay.
It gets on Tubi.
Tubi's still a thing, huh?
Tubi's still a thing, and it's doing well.
What, really?
Yeah.
It's not like Quibi.
It's not like Quibi. Okay. No, Tubi's actually not bad. It's like, you know what Tubi is?
Yeah, go ahead.
Tubi's like Pluto TV.
I don't even know. It's
all right.
Is it like Arrow?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, see, another one.
Yeah. Jeff Hardy arrested for his third DUI.
Jesus.
This story is very sad to me.
You know what? It's sad.
Yeah.
It's sad, and listen, I know addiction sucks, and addiction is a hard thing to deal with. But yo, you're an effing millionaire. Don't be a dummy. Get a cab. You know what? Fucking call a helicopter if you've got that kind of money.
You know what? So this story is so sad to me.
Because, it really is.
Like, I took it as this guy went to the bar,
mm-hmm.
and he drank too much, and he decided to drive home, right?
Mm-hmm.
It turns out this was at like 9:30 in the morning. This was early morning. His blood alcohol level, his BAC was a 0.294, which is nearly four times the legal limit.
Yeah.
By the way, you know, in New York, you could get something called a DWAI.
Right.
If you are I think universally it's like a, 0.08?
Something like that.
Six, yeah. whatever. If you do half of that, a 0.05 mm-hmm. or 0.556, that can, if they want to, you will get a DWAI. Yeah.
Like, basically what you're saying is like a two-beer buzz.
Two-beer buzz. Yeah. So this guy was almost a 0.3.
Yeah.
He was swerving. He was incoherent. There were three calls made. He was arrested approximately 10 a.m. on Monday morning in Florida. He violating restrictions placed on his driver's license. He also has to be in a car with the blower.
Right.
Okay.
So he had somebody blow that thing.
This is third offense in 3 years.
You think he made the blower sign an NDA?
The blower sign an NDA. driving with a cancel, suspend, or revoke license. You know, they're not good. Not good. This dude has a problem. There's a video from the night before mm-hmm. where he's drinking whiskey and he's singing, you know, whiskey's my best friend and my enemy. Yeah. My worst enemy. Listen, he has struggled with these issues for a very long time.
Yeah. You got a wife, you got kids, you got millions of dollars in the bank, you got big shit happening in your life, and then you got to do a dumb move like this. You know, again, but, addiction again. Sucks, and it's very hard, and we're not in his shoes, but it just doesn't seem
Listen,
like
man,
he's
but he
very
wasn't,
bright.
But you know, here's the thing. He wasn't effed up in the back or at home or walking.
Right.
He was... Mm-hmm. driving in rush hour traffic
right.
in Florida.
So now, I think the other part of that is that he agreed to AEW helping him get cleaner.
Yeah, and AEW suspended him without pay. Mm-hmm. He has to get treatment, and he has to show some sort of track record that he's following through with this.
And he let down everybody who was supposed to be in that match last night.
He let down everybody in that mm-hmm. match. Listen, you know, WWE... People looked at WWE as like the big bad enemy here, right?
Yeah,
and people came up with conspiracy theories that like Jeff Hardy was faking all of this to get out of a contract.
Right.
And they were defending Jeff in this. You know,
yeah.
I have a serious soft spot for people that struggle with addictions like this.
100%.
We know a lot of people
yeah.
In our personal lives that have dealt with these scenarios.
They ain't millionaires, though.
They ain't millionaires. And they can think, you know, some of them can't afford an Uber. Not that mm-hmm. they should be driving.
Yeah.
But this dude... He could have taken an Uber to that appointment.
A helicopter.
He could have taken anything.
Yeah.
A helicopter,
a
whatever.
Boat.
There's no excuse that he should be driving mm-hmm. with nearly blowing a 0.3.
It's a little ridiculous.
And you know what's the saddest part? According to him, allegedly, he was on his mm-hmm. way to get a CAT scan.
Yeah.
You know, but maybe that'll be his defense. He was still a little loosey in his head.
Him and Matt were on a Jericho show a couple of weeks ago, and they explained how they drug tested him during that last WWE run, and it came back negative.
Yeah.
And the results were withheld from Jeff.
That is what they said. Yes.
Yeah. That's what the Hardy Boy said.
Again, maybe he wasn't on drugs. I don't know. I don't think he was on drugs, but maybe. But you've heard the stories that, and I think we reported there were number of stories that he was, you know, drinking at autograph signings.
Right.
Wrestlers were covering up for him because he's so well loved. He's loved in these companies. It just addiction is terrible. I hope he gets better.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sad.
You want it to stick. That's the thing. You want that rehab. You can go to rehab for 90 days and, you know, you've got your 3 months and you're sober and blah, blah, blah. And then a week later, you might just, like, you know, be face down in a bar holding it up.
You want to hear my Greek accent?
Please.
Skata. Hold on. Ready? Nah.
Where's this
guy? Is that
from?
A good one? I just wanted to do my Greek accent.
Skata. Let's move on.
I would ask my mother all the time, what are we having for dinner? She would say, skata, and walk away. what else do we have?
We got Paige's last day.
Yeah.
With the WWE's July 7th. They are, as of now, they are not going to renew her contract.
No. You know, she's still very young. A lot of people with very bad injuries have come back over the last couple of years.
Yes.
I would not be surprised if she's back in a ring sooner than later.
Fantasy match, you ready?
Wait, give me
Tony Storm, Jamie Hayter, out comes Paige.
Yeah, great. You know what? She would be a great addition for that roster.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be a fantastic addition for that. She's another one that, you know, I'm not gonna fantasy book this, but, you know, last year at All Out, we got some big surprises.
Yes.
You know, now with Sasha Banks possibly being released, according to Raj Geary, our friend, Wrestling Inc.'s Raj Geary. That's how I introduced him, by the way.
Wrestling Inc.
Raj and I went out for drinks. We went to Parker and Quinn by my office.
Yeah.
And the guy came over and he's like, hey, can I get you a drink? I'm like, no. Raj Geary, Wrestling Inc. yeah, maybe AEW.
Oh, for sure. Tony Khan's gonna scoop all these people.
I mean, it'd be a good get if she's healthy. All right. Going to WWE TV highlights from this week. Let's do this.
Sure. Let's do this really quick. You ready?
Yeah.
Gunter wins the Intercontinental Championship from Ricochet. Fun match. Skinny Gunter looks very odd to me right now. I'm sure I'll get used to it. I like big, thick Gunter. Riddle won a match versus Sami Zayn to challenge Roman Reigns tomorrow for the title on SmackDown. Seth Rollins beat AJ Styles to qualify for Money in the Bank. It was a fun match. They're still teasing the Cody thing, which I think is really cool. And Liv Morgan and Alexa Bliss also qualified for Money in the Bank.
All right, cool.
Yeah, great. I'm cool. So out of touch with the WWE stuff right now. Like, I feel like it sucks that Cody got hurt immediately.
I'm telling you, I'm excited for SmackDown. I want to see that Matt Riddle and Roman Reigns match.
Same here.
You know, and I've been asking all the children.
Mm-hmm.
That I come in contact with.
Children.
Just randomly in the street.
Yeah.
I just see a child. I just run up there. I'm like, what do you think of that main event?
Hey, kid, you like Matt Riddle?
You like Matt Riddle? Like all the kids in the family that watch wrestling, they're psyched about this. AEW Dynamite, let's talk about this. I thought this was a fun show.
9 out of 10.
You know, there were a couple moments. It was a... Last week, I hated the show. I'm going to tell you. We didn't talk about this. Last week's Dynamite, I was not a fan of. I didn't like it.
Okay.
Couple good moments, but it just felt off. This week's, very much enjoyed.
9 out of 10.
Do you think it was better than 2 weeks ago?
What was 2 weeks ago? I can't even remember.
Was that a really good one?
Yes, absolutely. I think because this did it for me specifically. It gave me more. And, you know, honestly, starting right off the bat with that hair versus hair Lucha de Apuesta style match between Jericho and Ortiz, what a way to start a show. Did you like that match? Are you okay? What's the matter?
Oh, hi.
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, I went into the Upside Down.
Did you get an email from Vince McMahon?
That thing got in my head.
From Stranger Things?
Yeah. Did you watch the season?
It's kind of a slog for me.
I got to tell you, I thought this season was the much better season.
Really?
Better than
season
last.
Season 4?
Yeah.
Really?
What are you up to?
Like episode 3.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was very cute.
They're very long.
Yeah. All right. The internet died here. That's what I was saying.
Oh, that's what you were worried about?
Yeah.
Did you watch the show yesterday? You watched it top to bottom, right?
I watched it, but I didn't watch it live.
Okay.
So my impression was a little different than yours because you watched it live and I was getting the commentary in the chat.
I watched it live and loud. Let's restart this segment. What a way to start the show. Hair versus hair in a Lucha de Apuesta style match. Jericho versus Ortiz. banger of a match. I feel like they stack this show in a very good ebb and flow kind of way.
Yeah, I thought Jericho was moving the fastest I've seen him move.
Yes.
So what is a hair lucha de apuesta? Apuesta.
That's like they do that in like AAA. That's CMLL, what they call it. Like okay. The lucha de apuesta. Like it's like the bet, you know, like if you lose, you get unmasked or if you lose, you lose your hair. I honestly got thrown for a loop here because I thought we were going to get Baldish Jericho.
A lot of false finishes. Mm-hmm. Schmaz at the end. Everybody came out. I thought
great schmaz.
I didn't think Jericho would lose his hair only because of what a lackluster build this had.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't really. It was like in the middle of everything. You know?
Yeah.
Like this is happening. That's happening. Jericho actually came out and Jericho was all over the show.
Yeah.
So we'll get to the second segment with Jericho, but I think Jericho did something really good and he addressed why he wasn't in that battle royal.
Yep.
So we'll get to that. So Jericho looked really good, moving great. Mm-hmm. Dude, Ortiz is great.
Everybody's
those guys are fantastic.
Great. Yeah.
Wheeler Yuta came out, Santana, Kingston, all fighting the Jericho Appreciation Society. Fuego del Sol comes out and attacks Ortiz.
Yeah.
Turns out it's Sammy Guevara.
You know what? Honestly, you could see that from a thousand miles away. As soon as he came on screen, I was like, that's Sammy Guevara.
But you know what, though? If you were in the building, maybe not.
Right.
Right?
Good reveal.
Yeah, good reveal. Afterwards, Ortiz started shaving his head and screaming blood and guts over and over and over again.
Got a little color there, too.
You got a little color there. I thought this was fine.
Great opener.
Yeah, crazy nutty opener.
Great opener. And then the 1-2 punch here, then the two opening segments back to back, the 20-on-1 handicap match, Wardlow beating the plaintiffs, which I get such a kick out of this, with Mark Sterling, and just random pins on like 20 dudes, 20 security guards.
Yeah.
And Wardlow kicking all their asses. And then afterwards, you had Dan Lambert and Scorpio Sky interrupting from the rafters. You had two UFC legends in attendance, Tyron Woodley and Matt Hughes, get into a ring. They side with Wardlow. Wardlow cuts like a little babyface promo.
Yeah.
Huge upside to Wardlow.
Yes.
Slow burn. Slow burn
upside
on him.
Yeah. Huge upside to Wardlow. I thought it went on a little too long.
What, the 5-minute handicap match?
Was it 5 minutes?
It was quick.
Dude, I felt that it went on a little too long.
Nah, it was quick. It was just a lot of men in the ring. Maybe that's why.
Maybe that's why.
Do you count men as minutes?
Oh, where that's what
like,
it was.
Oh, there's 20 guys. Each guy's worth 10 minutes.
So, what do you think of Matt Hughes and Tyrone Woodley?
I thought it was fine. It was like a nice little... Matt Hughes is still not doing good.
First of all, I got to tell you, people are really dum-dums. They're really fucking boneheaded.
Yeah.
This dude was hit by a train.
Yeah, dude.
Like, he nearly died.
Unfortunate TBI.
And like, all I'm seeing is, like, all these people saying, like, what the F is wrong with Matt Hughes? What's wrong with this guy? Why is he like that? Why is he on drugs? I'm like, listen, dude. And this is the problem with society. Why don't we research a little bit? Like, it takes, like, 3 seconds to look up Matt Hughes, what's wrong with him on Google. And you'll get a whole explanation. So people are very much obsessing over Matt Hughes, you know. But good for Matt Hughes. He got a great moment in the ring.
Yeah, he made it into the ring, you know, like had that moment with Wardlow, hand raise at the end. It was nice, you know. Like, I'm sure, like, that's a long road to recovery from, like, especially, like traumatic brain injuries like that. Next up, we had the show stealer, I think, of the night. Will Ospreay beating Dax Harwood in a friggin' clinic, man. Like, what an effing match. The very New Japan style banger right there.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought this match was really good. Will Ospreay's so good.
He's come a long way.
Very long way. And he's gotten a little beefier.
Mm. Doesn't rely too much on the flippy stuff.
Yeah.
You know, very good. Very good mat worker. Great facials. This also really, really bumped up Dax's appearance as, listen, maybe Dax for a singles run at some point. Maybe Dax in the top 10 best wrestlers right now, maybe.
Maybe. He's one of them.
Yeah, I think so, man.
He's doing fantastic. And I'm really liking his singles matches.
As long as he stays healthy, I think he'll be good.
Yeah.
And also, a returning Orange Cassidy challenged Will Ospreay. I want to get your specific opinion on that reveal, because that's happening at Forbidden Door.
That is happening at Forbidden Door. That match, I don't care for it.
Okay.
I think it's a wasted match.
Do you think Ospreay's like, hey, I like the challenge. I'll outwork a comedy.
Is that
match
happening?
With this guy.
Is that what the match
it got announced? Yeah, yeah, Forbidden Door, Orange Cassidy versus Will Ospreay.
Honestly, I think it's a waste of a match.
Okay, I thought it was gonna be like a like another New Japan style like
no
five
knock
five.
At Ospreay yeah. At Cassidy. I just don't feel that meshes.
Mm. Especially since, do you think, are you considering the fact that Ospreay is a former IWGP champion?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, this guy was on top of the world. I mean, it was during the COVID era, but it doesn't matter. He's still very much a hot commodity.
Yeah.
I could think of a million people for him to have a match with.
I really wish they fleshed out the him trying to do the real world champ thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? That was really cool. Yeah. And then Mox and Tanahashi had a face-to-face.
When Long Island Medium Tanahashi?
What happened?
Long Island Medium.
Long Island Medium. He does look like the Long Island Medium. I did say that to you the other day.
Funniest thing you said.
They protected. In a very long time. Thank you. They protected Moxley. They protected Tanahashi in the segment by keeping him off the mic until he told Jericho to shut up, which I thought was very good.
I thought he was going to call him an asshole or something. So they're doing that. They're doing a face to face. John Moxley cuts a promo talking about he's going to kick his ass, whatever. Tanahashi grabs the mic. Here comes Jericho introducing Sammy and
Tay Conti.
As part of the Jericho Appreciation Society, they attack Mox and Tanahashi. Turns out to be a brawl.
Yeah.
Jericho was great when he said, I would have been in this match. Mm-hmm. And he said, I beat Tanahashi.
Right.
So this is leading into maybe something else here, you know?
I think so.
Jericho's been everywhere.
He's been everywhere. I think he's, on this episode specifically, I think he picked up the slack because Jeff wasn't around. Jeff Hardy wasn't around. You know,
maybe.
So like they needed to fill up some time there, right?
Maybe.
Jericho probably stepped up and said, I'll do it. I got a history with these guys, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
He's another person. Where's Adam Cole?
He showed up at the end.
He showed up at the end, but Adam Cole was inactive for a little bit.
MJF.
MJF's not there. Mm-hmm. You don't have Kenny Omega.
No Kenny.
CM Punk's injured.
Punk, yep. Daniel Bryan.
Danielson may be injured.
Yeah, Bryan Danielson.
He's not there. Who else? Somebody else.
They did a good job. 9 out of 10. I do like that we're getting the return to Shooter, though, as per Jericho's promo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's cool. I like that, too.
I'm a big fan of that. You had the AEW Atlantic Championship qualifier, Miro beating Ethan Page. Let me tell you, if Miro doesn't get this belt...
I'd be very upset.
Yeah, I'll be like fanboy upset.
He should get this belt. It's a European title.
Absolutely.
Right? Is that how he's seeing it?
I think so. How do you feel about the Redeemer character?
I'm so uncomfortable with the words he uses. Uh-huh. It's like too many words in a sentence.
Okay.
But it makes it work.
Okay.
Like the words that he uses in the pattern he says it in works for me.
Well,
it's insane.
He's cutting I think I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, where he's cutting these like very Schwarzenegger like promos, you know, where he's like, I'm coming to you and I'm going to redeem my soul. You're going to bow to me. It's very interesting, you know, and his finisher is the game over.
The game over, yeah.
Tony Storm beat Britt Baker. Rachel and Jamie Hayter. That was a fun match.
That was a fun match, yeah.
Tony Storm is money, dude. Like
She's getting better and better.
Yes, yes. And yeah, you can tell, like, I think she adds a lot to the division, just bringing that stardom style of wrestling to AEW.
Well, I think it's very, it's quite evident. She lost a ton of her confidence in WWE.
Absolutely.
Like, she was not the same Tony Storm on the indie scene that she was when she went to WWE.
Yeah,
it's... They knocked her down. There's something there. I don't know what it is. But, you know, when she came in, she was like 20, early 20s.
Yeah.
This beautiful girl. Mm-hmm. Great work, a hard-hitting worker, strong style, you know? And they just did nothing.
Post-NXT.
And then post-NXT was even worse.
Yeah.
Was even worse. Mm-hmm. And now, like, you can see every week she's getting more confident.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's like she's fun to watch. She's great. There's something very captivating and dynamic about her. Great addition to that roster. Hangman comes out to cut a promo about challenging Okada, but Okada lost this past weekend to Jay White. Cole comes out, basically says, hey, you don't get to challenge Jay White for the title. Jay White comes out, pop me big time, says, hey, guess what, Hangman? You don't get to decide who challenges me, and neither do you, Adam Cole. And then it's like ignoring Adam Cole as at the walk of the ramp. So who do you think is going to challenge Jay White at Forbidden Door?
I mean, is Okada wrestling?
I want to say you're going to get Okada Jay White at Forbidden Door.
Both of them.
Because that's what we got at the garden show.
No, they're not wrestling each other.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't think so?
No, there's going to be no within.
Okay. Because remember that Garden New Japan show? That was the main event.
Yes.
Where Okada took the title back.
No. It's going to be an AEW person that faces them.
Interesting.
Listen, it depends. Hangman, I would love to see... I would rather see Hangman Okada than seeing Cole Okada.
Well, what about Hangman Jay White?
And then what are we left with?
Cole Okada.
I don't want to see Cole Okada.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not into it.
Okay.
I'm not right now.
Interesting. I think... Who would you rather see, Danielson? Danielson, Jay White, maybe?
Well, Danielson, it seemed like it was going to be Zack Sabre Jr. based on the promo that Zack Sabre Jr. cut. But, I mean, that's a great match. Maybe it'll be a four-way. I don't know.
It's going to be a loaded show regardless.
It is going to be a loaded show, yeah.
And I think next week's Dynamite is going to be even more ridiculous because, is it the go-home show next week? Yeah.
It's the week before. Let me see.
Yeah, next week is the go-home show for Forbidden Door.
No, I think it is, yes. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, nuts, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be bananas. I want to get fireworks.
Yeah, you want to get fireworks? Yeah. Oh, we're watching
shoot
it here, right?
Chest,
we're going to watch it here. Yeah. Perfect.
Let's see. And the main event, AEW World Tag Team Championship.
We finally got it.
Ladder match. The Bucks beating Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus. Great match. It sucks that the Hardy Boys weren't in there, but we finally got that Christian Cage heel turn complete with a concerto.
Complete with a concerto. So Christian Cage and Jungle Boy are now going to be in the program.
Yep.
What happens to Luchasaurus? You know what they need to do with him? I like that he's a big man with a mask. Change the gimmick a little.
Yes.
Change the mask. You know, he doesn't need to be a freaking dinosaur.
I think he does.
You think so?
I think he needs a different mask, though.
He needs a different mask, yeah. And have him go solo. He's a big dude.
He is a very big dude.
Very good worker, too.
Yeah.
I think he kind of falls in this weird category there.
He does, and I always wonder why you have like such wrestling is, you know, I hate to say it, but guess what? Big dudes equal big money, right? Yeah. And when you see a really big dude that you think should be like elevated to like maybe higher up on the card, it's very interesting when they're not, you know? So yeah, it's a good question. Where does Luchasaurus go after this?
Where does Luchasaurus go after this?
Does he do an abyss and show up as his brother? A lawyer?
Oh, God, no. Please. I don't want that.
Would you put Luchasaurus in the same category as Abyss?
Maybe a little bit. Okay. I hope not. I hope he does. I hope he has a bigger career. Rampage, Road Rager. This is a preview for Friday. Darby Allin, Bobby Fish. John Moxley, Dante Martin. TBS Championship, Jade Cargill and Willow Nightingale. And Max Caster in action. So here is the current card for Forbidden Door, and we're going to do our Q&As right after this. So because we're running out of time, we're going to do 7 minutes.
Sure.
Forbidden, FOBB. He spelt that right.
He did spell it.
FOBBIDEN door. Forbidden. Forbidden. Forbidden.
He also spelled allegations like alligators before.
Alligators. A lot of Vince McMahon alligators.
Oh, MG, wipe your screen.
Can't see. So here's the current card. Interim AEW World Championship, John Moxley versus Hiroshi Tanahashi.
7 stars.
You know what? What if Tanahashi wins?
That would be amazing. That would be really cool because he'll hold on to the belt until Punk comes back.
Until Punk comes back and you have that mega match with Punk. Great. AEW Women's World Championship, Thunder Rosa versus Toni Storm. A lot of
5-star match.
A lot of crapping on Thunder Rosa right now.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I think it's her promo style.
You know, I think she's had a series of unfortunate matches, and I think maybe she's a little banged up. I'm not saying that she's the problem, not at all. I just think that it just didn't flow well in the beginning.
I think because she didn't have a lot of promo time before the championship, and after the championship, she comes out and cuts these fiery promos. For some reason, I do think they rub people the wrong way.
Interesting. I don't know why.
On the socials, people are like, oh, get her off the microphone. I don't agree with that. I think she's great.
IWGP, United States Heavyweight Championship. Will Ospreay versus Orange Cassidy. AEW All Atlantic Championship. Pac versus Miro versus Turnbuckle Dan versus Turnbuckle Danny.
Willow.
Minoru Suzuki, Chris Jericho, and Sammy Guevara versus Eddie Kingston, Wheeler Yuta, and Shota
Shooter, baby.
All right. You want to do Q&A?
Yeah, let's do some Q&A. Okay. Guys.
We'll skip over Slammiversary.
Guys, for serious, if you want your question answered ahead of everybody else on the queue, don't be afraid to super chat us. Let Brandon Edwards super chat serve as an inspiration to all of you fine folks out there. All right. Let's see what we got here. I hope you guys also, and by you guys, I mean MG and Jonathan, I hope you added all the stuff to the queue. This is from Joel Wood. Three questions.
Yeah.
Number one, let's answer these as we go.
Yeah.
Number one, do you see any scenario where Sasha and WWE work things out?
No.
I agree with that. Do you see anything in WWE changing because of the Vince thing?
No.
And three, I agree with you, Andrew. Heard anything about Naomi?
You'd be shocked, but my answer is no.
I feel like she'll probably play ball, man. Like, her husband's in the company.
Well, I've already heard the like the narrative that, like, oh, maybe she was forced into doing this.
Okay.
You know, like, oh, you know, she was kind of, I you know, that's always been the narrative that, like, oh, maybe Sasha egged her on to do this a little bit more.
Interesting.
Then she should have. So I don't know. I think I can see Naomi going back for sure. I don't see Sasha going back right now.
Listen, Naomi could probably play this in her favor if it came down to it, where she's like, you know what? It's fine that she left. Put the spotlight on me for a little bit. Yeah, you know,
she's great.
Use that, like, old school politicking, right? Do you think politicking is still heavy in pro wrestling?
Big time. Yeah. Huge.
Do you think there's a lot of politicking in AEW?
Tons.
Yeah.
All right. Tons.
This is 10 from our buddy Bob Rowe.
Oh, it went away.
Oh, did it? This is $10 from our buddy Bob Rowe. Money towards Rich and Andrew's legal bill with Michael Avenatti and Associates. Happy Father's Day.
Oh, thank you. Michael Avenatti is in Otisville right now.
This is $10 from Cadillac Carson. Thanks, bud. Here's my wacky conspiracy. WWE sells to Disney. I agree with that. A wealthy businessman in Florida secretly buys Disney. His name? Boy. Tony Khan. Tony Khan owns WWE, and perhaps he knows who killed Kennedy.
Very possible, all this.
And he knows who killed Kenny.
Yeah.
This is, listen.
Very possible. Listen, I think Tony Khan knows a lot of things. Who was on the grassy knoll? The magic bullet? Has anybody asked Tony Khan about the magic bullet and what he knows about that?
The safety net is The Rock buying WWE. Then he puts out Jumanji, Jumanji 4,
right?
But he calls it Jumanjui, the last four letters of WWE.
Jumanjui. Here's the issue with this. The company's valued at like $6 to $7 billion.
Jeez, yeah.
Their net money is like $180 million in the bank, right? That they put in clean. Who's going to pay $7 billion for $180 million in revenue a year? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you also can't sell this company. It's a publicly traded company. It's a public company. So you would have to merge or buy out the shares.
Right.
And it's a lot of money.
Listen, The Rock, right? R-O-C-K rhymes with stocks.
Rock stocks.
That's what he's going to do. He's going to buy those shares. This is all horseshit, by the way. this is $5 from Shreya Hashemi. Hashtag Mattman Multiverse. If Andrew bought WWE tomorrow, what is the first change he would make to the product on TV? And what role would Rich have? Why do I get... I'm not owned by the WWE.
No, you would come... I buy WWE. You come with it.
I'd come with you. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you I come with WWE. All right.
Rich would be on air.
Oh, sweet. On air personality?
Yeah, yeah. And you know what we're doing? We're bringing it back to the 90s.
Oh, hell. Like mid-90s.
Super Soaker.
Oh, yeah.
White t-shirts.
Yes, absolutely.
All right? Isn't that the best way to book this? If I bought WWE, what would the first change be to... I wouldn't change a thing. I would keep it the way it is. maybe the first thing it would be that I would go a little bit more adult after 9 o'clock. Like the 10 to 11 hour should be more adult.
Very much. I think I would keep it relatively the same and just be like, yo guys, put on better matches.
I'd add a fourth hour. I'd put a fourth hour. Make it 5 hours. I'd make a 5 hour and a post show.
Make Raw 2 hours, make SmackDown 3 hours. NXT back down to 1 hour.
I think NXT should be 1 hour.
Main event, gone.
Yeah.
Superstars, gone.
No, digital distribution. They make money with those.
Oh, really?
Yeah, online, international distribution.
Joel Pearl says, Andrew would make me head of creative.
Joel Pearl.
Head of craft services.
Head of craft services, yeah. You be costume director.
Who,
you
Joel Pearl?
No, you. Okay. You pick everybody's outfits.
That'd be great. I get to dress everybody?
Yeah.
I would dress everybody on that roster like Japan's hard gay.
No.
Leather.
The leather strap. Yeah.
Look that guy up, by the way. It's not a bad joke.
It's not a bad joke.
This is great. I sent a couple of buddies a hard gay gift this morning. All right. Let's take some more questions. This is from Derek. Why won't Matt Riddle answer my fan mail?
Dude, you sent them a photo of you shirtless and you wrote, "I love Matt" on your chest. I would be terrified of that too.
I think he wrote, "I love Mac." That's why.
Oh, that's why. He got pissed. He's like, "Who the hell's Mac? Why are you sending this to me?"
This is from R5RR5 on Twitch. Here's a question for you. Bray and Bo, are they coming back?
I mean, I would think that Bray could. I don't know about Bo. I don't know what Bo's been up to.
Yeah. Or maybe he's going to be a producer. Like, isn't Curtis Axel a producer now?
I think so.
Yeah, interesting. This is from John Canton.
Another great what if, huh?
On YouTube. Joe Henning. Oh, yeah. What kind of Father's Day gift does Stephanie get for Daddy Vince? Awkward. I'm just reading it how he wrote it, guys.
I don't know. What the hell do you get him? What do you get him for Father's Day this year?
An NDA.
Do you think Vince calls? He's like, "Hunter, Steph, come over. I'm making shish kebabs." Do you think he does that?
I'm roasting vegetables on a shish.
On a sheesh. What does he get? I don't know. Nothing. I can't think of what he would. You know what? I got it. Like bodybuilding stuff.
You know what?
Thigh master.
I'm gonna outdo your answer.
Yeah.
They all have kids, right? Yeah. It's the kids' gift. That's the father's
thigh masters.
All the kids get them thigh masters. Yeah, yeah. This is from Lamora on YouTube. What's your general hype level for Forbidden Door out of 10 at this stage? Oh, it's 10.
You're out of 10. I'm at like a 6.5, 7 right now.
Six to midnight right now.
Okay.
That's a boner for your noobs out there.
Yeah, yeah. It's 7, 8.
I'm excited for it.
I'm excited for it. I want to see what they do with it.
I'm at a 10. And you know what? I was at a 10 when they announced it. I almost pulled the trigger on an expensive flight in Airbnb. I said, no, let me save that money. And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to eat pizza with this guy, and then I'm going to Japanese mist you.
Is that what we're doing? We're eating pizza?
I'm going to spray you with Japanese mist.
I want to do gyros.
Let's do it. Yeah, let's get some Fontana. Oh, yeah. Nice and greasy.
Yeah.
Ooh, baby. Let's see.
You know what we can do? Put a TV outside and have it outside.
That'd be amazing.
And have the fire pit going.
That'd be the most amazing.
Yeah.
We'll invite MG Geek.
Yeah, he'll come by.
Jonathan.
They'll come by.
He said something. MG Geek said that it's cheaper for him to take a boat to New York than to take a flight to New York.
Man, that's some boat.
That's what he said before. Yeah. I think.
You know what? Suncastle serve us like little hot dog weenies. He'll be in a butler outfit. He'll come out. He'll present like with a little bow tie, and he has little hot dog weenies, and he gives us, you know.
Bow tie, nothing on.
Nothing on.
All right. But the cocktail weenies are from Portillo's.
They are from Portillo's.
Corey Richmond in the chat room. Any surprises expected for Slammiversary, which is something that we did not talk about, but we know it's happening?
I mean, they have the ridiculous reverse battle royal, so yeah. I don't know who the parts are. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of retro spots. I don't know.
There's loose Bullet Club stuff in Slammiversary, so you maybe will get some of that. It's also interesting how Gallows and Anderson are just not anywhere to be found in AEW TV right now.
I got really stoned one time, and I was watching, and I, for whatever reason, I thought Eddie Edwards and Eddie Kingston were the same person, okay? I'm not even kidding. I was so stoned.
Because you thought what?
I thought Eddie Kingston and Eddie Edwards were the same person, and I kept looking at Eddie Edwards. I'm like, this dude doesn't look right.
They were a tag team for a bit, right?
Were they?
Or am I wrong about that?
Kingston and Edwards? I don't know. All right, what else do we have?
Too many Eddies. Let's see. Not enough Eddies.
Not enough Eddies.
So you don't think there's going to be any surprises?
I think there will be. I think we'll have a couple surprises. I just don't know. I'm a little behind in TNA.
This is from Colonel Stutters on Twitch. Hashtag Ask Mattman. Do you still hope to see all the pro Vince McMahon TV shows, biopics, and books still to come after the news of the last few
days? Yeah, because I feel like he's like a total weirdo, and we've never really gotten any kind of insight on his real life.
And plus,
you know?
WWE is producing all that stuff.
Yeah, and then they're gonna present them in like the best way. But I mean, I would like to hear like his story, you know, like weirdo Vince's story about how he took over the company, like in detail, like all the stuff that we don't necessarily hear. We always hear those Vince McMahon stories from other people. I like to hear a couple from him.
Absolutely. Here's a quote from Joel Pearl / Vince McMahon. "I'm making shish kebabs, but they're all meat. Because vegetables are for weirdos and liberals, goddammit."
Yeah, I think that's a very accurate Vince McMahon line.
Vegetables, what's that? Strawberry?
He thinks all strawberries are vegetables. He thinks all fruits are vegetables.
Fruits and vegetables, he thinks are all vegetables. All the same, legumes, yeah. Potatoes are vegetables.
What is that, a legume?
Is that a legume? No stone fruit. This is from Derek. What's going to happen with the Vice WWE show they're working on?
Oh, I don't know now. I have no idea. That's a good question. I'll ask.
It's a good one. This is from Joe. Do you think Steph's burial makes more sense now? I know you were struggling to make sense with that story some weeks back.
No, it still doesn't make sense to me because the reason to bury her still doesn't exist. Right?
Right.
Like, the reason to put it out there publicly that she was bad at her job, there's more to it. It can't just be like, well, it was an offhanded comment that was said to me.
Right.
You know, now that, you know, it's interesting because I was told that, we reported it, and all of a sudden, Business Insider has that big piece. But by the way, terribly written. Terribly written, piece.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think this person that wrote that article did investigative journalism to get to the bottom of this and what happened. I think she was handed that story.
They did SEO journalism.
It was very much as that's exactly what it was, dude. I couldn't find the words. It was an SEO. It was SEO journalism.
Yeah.
The whole thing was based on that.
Which sucks.
Which I hate.
So do you think it was handed off to a virtual assistant somewhere overseas? They came back with it and it was barely rewritten.
No, I think it was handed to someone that doesn't really know wrestling.
Interesting.
And it was just bullet points that she had to make a story out of.
Moving on.
Yeah.
That's from Jonathan Risk, that guy. Do they have liberals in Canada? Yes, they're called Rush. Look it up.
Rush.
Sam Stackhouse. Who's going to take over if they punish Vince?
Sam Stackhouse, professional wrestler. Sam Stackhouse. Sam's a big boy, and he does flips.
Big guy, yeah.
Yeah, I saw him go through a table.
Mm-hmm. At an Arby's.
At an Arby's, out of all places. It would have to be interim CEO, and then you figure it out from there. But he won't be kicked off the board. He can't.
Yeah.
Even like him stepping down would have to be his choice. It would have to be, like, I don't think they're going to oust them.
Mm-hmm.
I would be shocked. I would be very surprised. Because it's WWE.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do two more.
Two more?
Yeah, let's do that.
This is an interesting question. From Corey. Corey Richmond. Is it a bad look if there's no African-American representation at Forbidden Door?
I think if it made sense booking wise and you kept somebody off, yeah, I think that's bad.
Yeah.
Booking
wise, absolutely.
You know, I don't know. That's such a slippery answer, right?
Like, it really is. Like, yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about Swerve and Keith Lee.
Yeah.
Should they be on the card? Could they? Like, I think
they can definitely be on the card.
I think they definitely should be on the card if there's a match that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Especially, you know what match? I would love to see them cut it up with LIJ.
Yeah, that would be cool, but it doesn't make sense. Like, I don't.
We'll see next week.
I don't look at things listen, you know, if my perspective is very different than someone else's perspective, especially you're, you know, you're black, your personal color, whatever, your perspective is going to be very different. My whole thing is, if it makes sense, they should be on. I don't think anybody should be purposely kept off. I don't think that's how they saw it or they're doing it, but we also don't have a full card yet, so it's very possible that Keith Lee is going to be on it or someone else will be on it.
I think it's definitely also an issue of, like, you know, like, modern day is very tough because you also don't want, like, tokenism at all.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't want to come off as that either, and...
Well, yeah, if it makes sense, it makes sense. Put everybody on the card. And I do think you're going to get more of the roster on the card.
I want to see Keith Lee on that card.
I think
for sure.
I think you're going to get those 5-on-5, like 12-man, 10-man tag matches at the beginning of the show. You know what I mean? Like, the New Japan shows are famous for doing. You know, like 8 dudes versus 8 dudes. And you can fit more of the roster. I think that would be a great addition to any show. Just put more of the roster. Put I'm also very... I'm very surprised Team Taz is not represented for Forbidden Door in any way.
No, but this is the first Forbidden Door they're doing.
Right.
I think this is the trial to see how it goes.
Because
more
it's,
than anything else.
It's also a lot of the guys on this card have worked together before.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know? So I think that's a big thing, especially with a guy like Tanahashi, you know, where Tanahashi probably has a lot of say to pick and choose who he wrestles.
Yeah. All right. Let's do like three more.
Okay.
Quick. Let's do rapid fire. Let's just do rapid fires.
All right. So hold on one second. This is from Pratik. Hey, Andrew, would you like to see Veer Mahan in the men's Money in the Bank ladder match?
No. Sorry.
This is another friend. Yeah, you know what? This is another from Pratik. Hey, Andrew and Rick. Megapint. Do you guys like to see Veer Mahan? Oh, this is-
No.
Yeah, same question twice.
No.
Here we go. A worse look is Chris Bay, a member of Bullet Club and Impact, ignored by New Japan. That is true.
That is true.
That's a bad look.
Yeah.
Because Chris Bay was like the newest member. And they, you know, like right after they ousted Tama and his brother, you know, like he was the new addition to Bullet Club.
Yeah.
And well, now Ace Austin, I think, right?
Yeah.
That's a good point. $4.99 from Joel Wood. What's more likely, Sasha goes to AEW or Sasha goes to Hollywood?
I think a little of both, but I think more AEW than Hollywood. She'll have more success in AEW.
This is from Wrestling Fan.
Short-term success.
Okay. WWE returns to Madison Square Garden. Do you all see WWE bringing back any bigger names for that show?
They're back for a house show in July.
Brock Lesnar.
Maybe. I mean, listen, Road to WrestleMania, Road to SummerSlam, right?
Mm-hmm. This is from BC Knight on Twitch. It's a statement. Vince McMahon's successor, Jeff Jarrett.
Freaking Jeff Jarrett's gonna... Ain't I great?
Oh, boy. Let's see what we got here. Oh, boy. Sean Garner, who's your pick for the Women's Money in the Bank winner?
Who do you pick?
Liv Morgan.
Okay. Yeah. I want Liv to... I think Liv should get a big push. We're big fans of Liv.
She's evolving. She's getting a very rapid evolution.
Yeah, I like Liv.
Guys, give us one more question.
One more.
And then we're gonna leave...
Yep, I got to get out of here.
We're going to leave you disappointed as per usual.
Lacey winning, gents. Sorry, says Joel.
Who would win in... this is from Joe. Who would win in a cage match between the both of you?
Well, Rich one time powerbombed me and on karate mats, and it concussed the shit out of me, and I went and I threw up in the bathroom.
It was a powerbomb on a trampoline that was... I feel more dangerous.
No. It wasn't the trampoline.
Yeah.
Do you remember we used to take those mats and make like a steel cage and wrestle inside
of
them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't do that, dude.
You powerbombed me.
I powerbombed you on the trampoline.
And maybe you powerbombed me more than once.
But I think the trampoline was more dangerous because the trampoline at this place was just a hole cut in the ground.
It was a hole cut in the ground, yeah.
With springs attached to a trampoline mat. So if you jumped super hard, you could see the basement.
It was scary.
I always thought that was very dangerous.
Very dangerous. There was no net to catch you.
There was no net. It was just.
Do you know what it was? There was a net. And you know what it was? You know, like how you cover a pool?
Mm-hmm.
It was like the pool covers.
It was a tarp. It was a pool tarp. Let's see. Right here. If there was a cage match, I'm pretty quick, so I would just climb out real fast.
Yeah. Rich was just.
I don't want to punch my friend.
All right. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
All right, guys. I got to get to work. I'll see you guys Sunday. Father's Day edition of the Wrestling Observer Live radio show on Sports Byline USA Radio Networks. We'll see you on Sunday. Goodbye.
Later.